Good morning and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. It's a rainy morning and a good time to relax with your morning coffee. Mine is ready and waiting. Today we reflect on Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to read only some key verses from verses 1 through 16 to remind us of some of God's gifts. Verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Water. Verse 3. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Verse 6, and God said, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water." God called the vault sky. And there was evening and there was morning, day and night. Verse 9, and God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation." Land. Verse 16. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night, sun and moon. It's garden time. Now, some of you think of a flower garden when I use that word. For me, it is a vegetable garden. Vegetable garden time. The first priority is tomatoes. There simply is nothing like a homegrown tomato sandwich. I think of tomato sandwiches with mayonnaise as a southern thing, but certainly that can't be the case. My husband and I grew up on white bread with mayonnaise and fresh picked and peeled tomatoes with salt and pepper. We moved away from white bread some time ago with all the emphasis on whole grains. I wanted to make sure my children got their nutrients, but I must admit I am tempted to buy a loaf of white bread when the summer tomatoes start ripening in the garden. Having said all this, I always plant tomato plants and pepper plants. But the most fun is planting seed, most certainly squash and cucumber, and watching the miracle of them emerging from that tiny seed into a plant, and then a vegetable we can eat. It really is a miracle of nature that we take for granted. When we go to the grocery store and see the abundance of fresh foods on the shelf. If you actually think about it, the food most of us Americans take for granted requires a great deal of help before it can end up on the store shelf or our tables. The first thing that may come to mind when I mention that is the help we humans give. Planting the seed, perhaps using either organic or inorganic methods to prevent the insects from getting the fruit first or preventing the plant from producing. Assuming you end up with full-grown products, it needs to be picked at just the right time for the best flavor. Not too ripe and not too young. When you think about it, that's a lot to consider, and I left out not letting the weeds take over. But that's not all. The absolutely essential elements of growing are those that man cannot provide. Rich soil to grow in, water on a regular basis, and just the right amount of sunshine and warmth or cool depending on what you are growing. These elements are required. Isn't it interesting that when the earth was created, all these things were taken into consideration. The earth, this earth, our Lord, not man, made this earth in its present form capable of providing the food we need. An inhabitable planet with just the right amount of sun, clean, fresh water, air with just the right amount of gases needed for plants and man, and rich soil were here when man was added to the mix. Whatever your thinking concerning the creation story, it is clear that the mystery of how God did it or how long it took, the fact is, on this little planet, the only one like it in our solar system, we have everything we need. So we go out to our garden plot, whether vegetable or flower, and plant in God-given soil, water with God-given water, watch the sun, God-given warmth, and wait. Faster than you think, the little green shoots begin coming up, and then you wait and watch until the plant flowers, and then you wait and watch, and finally there is evidence of a tiny squash or cucumber or tomato. All that time since planting, God's planning and creation is at work. For the most part, you and I just stand around and wait. Then we take pride in how many tomatoes or cucumbers or beans, etc., we pick, as if we had so much to do with the process. I would suggest in your gardening efforts, plant something from seed. Last fall, I planted turnip seed. The seeds are black and the size of pencil dots, so tiny. In a short time, the green sprouts came up, and in a few weeks, we were picking greens and new leaves would sprout to replace what we picked. All through the winter we picked, and spring came, and I started thinking of pulling them up. But they grew tall, and beautiful yellow flowers opened, and bees buzzed from flower to flower, and large turnip roots could be seen just above the ground. An abundance. And all I did was sprinkle some itty-bitty seeds over the God-given soil. Let us pray. Your arms of love, Lord, surround us everywhere we look. Instead of taking it for granted, Lord, please help us to pause and be reminded of how much you have invested in each of us. All that you have created has been with us in mind. Oh, how I pray we will be aware of your love resting in and on and around us, despite the difficulties of life. In your precious, precious name we pray, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you once again for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.